Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The House is introducing a dedicated email address for reporting anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Individuals, including students, faculty, or community members, can submit reports by emailing report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov. Following a recent hearing, House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said that panel members received messages from across the nation. I'm John Schaefer.
House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against President Biden's son.
Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
In an unexpected development, Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings.
According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning, local time. The warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in the direction of the ship. The USS Mason was responding to reports of a commercial oil tanker being attacked by Houthi forces when it engaged the drone. Details about the specific commercial vessel under attack remain unclear. Apple's introducing a security update for iPhones aimed at deterring theft. The feature enhances access security by requiring biometric data, such as Face ID or Touch ID, for sensitive actions like modifying biometric settings or disabling anti-theft features. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature.
A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of 8 Americans previously held hostage by Hamas. The hostages were among the 240 individuals taken during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Following a 7-day ceasefire, Hamas released over 100 hostages, but approximately 140 individuals are still being held captive. New York Attorney General's case against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization for alleged financial fraud is wrapping up. Attorney General Letitia James accuses them of inflating financial statements by billions of dollars. After an 11-week trial, James stated the trial has exposed the extent of the fraud, with closing arguments scheduled for January 11th. Meanwhile, the federal election interference case against Trump is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Cameroon are often forced to hide their faith. Others who are curious about Christ must proceed with extreme caution or risk humiliation and even physical violence. The Tide Ministry is thrilled to have recently reached Cameroon with gospel radio broadcasts. We pray that our programs can both empower believers with positive encouragement and inspire new listeners to trust in Christ. The initial report indicates the programs have been successfully launched in both the Bulu and Fulfulde languages. This outreach into remote areas is having significant impact. Approximately 3,000 listeners responded in just the first 2 months, and over 550 made decisions to follow Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Mike Hills joining us, the former Florida State legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Mike Hill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, we appreciate your insight. I want to talk about, the big headline. Tough day for the Bidens yesterday. Hunter goes to the wrong side of Capitol Hill. To make a public statement, stands in contempt. We'll see how that proceeds. I don't think Congress is going to take that very lightly. He's been rather arrogant in snubbing them and thinking that somehow he can control what Congress does and how they conduct their inquiries. And then, of course, we had the passing last night and the approval of the House to take the next step and to confirm that an impeachment inquiry will be underway, and so that we have a little bit more force, or maybe a lot more force, in terms of the subpoenas and the search for information regarding Joe Biden, the Biden brand, and all things Biden, and potentially corrupt.
Well, Bill, I think that the House, that Congress, was completely justified in their actions. Of one, holding Hunter Biden in contempt because he has not responded appropriately to their subpoena. Mm-hmm. He wants to instead control the narrative. But here's the thing. It's like, well, someone asked the question, well, what's wrong with him wanting to just appear in public, do a public hearing? What's wrong with that? Here's the thing. Whenever you hold those public hearings, each congressional person only has 5 minutes to speak. That's what they're allotted, 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and that's it. Whereas when it's private, they have as much time as needed to ask their questions and to receive responses.
Exactly.
Hunter's team knows that, and so they're trying to limit what the debate could be. And they know, because I've seen John Kerry do this. He's a master at doing this, and others have learned how to do it also. You ask them a question, and they start responding all around the question, giving you background and history and this and that. And you always hear the congressperson trying to interrupt them by saying, hey, my time is limited. Will you please answer? Is this yes or no?
Right.
And they still won't give them a yes or no. And that's because of the time constraint. But when it is held privately, there are no such constraints. No, and the Trump family appeared several times to Congress privately and were grilled for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Biden team is afraid of, his lawyers, is that given all that time, Hunter's going to say something stupid and implicate all of us. And so they were trying to hold it publicly. Well, Congress says, no, you're not going to do that. And that's why they are pressing him, holding him in contempt of Congress, because he will not appear to their private subpoena.
Well, Mike, there's a normal process and protocol that you do behind closed doors first, because you've got to, document these answers, just to your point, in the best way possible, because unfortunately, by the time it gets out to the public, it becomes a show, exposition. All these politicians are, trying to get their, 15 seconds of glory, try to get the right sound bite so it can be positive for them for fundraising and any way that they can use it. So this is the opportunity. It's not about getting to the truth and finding out what's going on. But at least if it's documented, this is a deposition. And attorneys know what to do with documented information. And we know in legal parlance that the written document is powerful than anecdotal information. And so this is what's going on right now, is there's a lot of anecdotal words out there and narrative, particularly trying, the Democratic Party trying to control the narrative and to protect their standard bearer and the standard bearer's son. Now, I get that. That's politics. But now it's like, okay, we've danced this dance long enough. Let's find out what really happened. I mean, with the information that James Comer and Jordan and Chuck Grassley have been able to dig out, what are we going on, 2.5 years now? Maybe longer? And so it's like, all right. And meanwhile, you have the Democrats going, they have nothing. And Grassley, I guess, to his credit, too, said, look, I'm not sure, that we have... all the dots connected here. They're heading in a direction that seems to give you a conclusion. We can't assume that. In all fairness and in due process, we've got to go to the next step and get this information, because the reason we can't connect the dots is because the Biden administration and all things Biden, including the Justice Department, have been running interference, and they have been blocking our ability to be able to get down to the bottom of this. Because meanwhile, we have the American people, the majority of American people believe that there was corruption and there was pay to play that occurred here in the Biden family. Okay, this is the sentiment. Well, guess what? That sentiment's putting a lot of pressure on Congress to get to the bottom of this, right?
That's right. I also agree with Congress with their vote yesterday, that they voted to open an inquiry into impeaching Biden for some of that very corruption you mentioned and other items that have gone on. And the whole idea of the inquiry is to gather information. Did it indeed happen? And so, of course, all Democrats voted against it, every single one.
Of course.
Republicans voted for it. There was one who not voted. I'm not sure if that was a Republican or independent or what, but there was one who did not vote, but it passed 221-12. Mm-hmm. And the idea is, hey, we're going to impeach Biden. That's not what this is saying. What this is saying is we're going to investigate
exactly
whether an impeachment is necessary. And that's fair. That's what you should do. And,
exactly.
And it's not like there's no evidence at all in order to proceed with this. They have plenty of evidence. So they said, well, let's find out exactly what's there. So I applaud Congress on doing this. And the question could be, well, why have they waited so long? But why did they wait so long to get this done? They haven't had a majority in order to get it done in the House.
Right.
Now that they do, they can get it done. And things don't move quickly in Washington, D.C., hardly anything does, unless you're talking about a pay raise for Congress.
Or a day off. Exactly. Yeah, the thing is that you're exactly right here, Michael, because, we've had the testimony of Bob Alinsky, Devin Archer, all telling these stories about the big guy, 10%. You've got the Hunter laptop, which now, I guess, 51 intelligent officers and intelligent, you know, associates within the government have egg on their face because not very much Russian disinformation. This thing definitely belongs to Hunter Biden and what they did to this country in interfering with the election process is just horrendous. Got to go to break. More from Mike Hill after this. Stay with
us. Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Independent, we are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Mike Hill is also with us. Take a look at this information. This is what has been accumulated to date. From 2014 to 2019, the Biden family members and their affiliate companies received more than $15 million from foreign companies and foreign nationals in Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Romania, China. Biden's business associates received an additional $9 million. And I got to tell you, Mike Hill, I think these numbers are very conservative. I think that in part, maybe the Biden family is saying, God, I hope that's all they want to hold us accountable for. Because I mean, to think that somebody in his position, Vice President of the United States, now the President of the United States, that he would sell his political career for $20 million, I think that's chump change, you know, by comparison. Right. So I think there's a lot more there, but like everything, you know, it's even like with the Hunter Biden judgment, you know, the tax indictment, the current. Well, he was able to avoid the two biggest years because they ran their course and expired. And, you know, now, so they've got him on just a piece of the of his activity, just a portion of it, maybe a third that they're holding him accountable for. Two thirds has been able to evaporate. So they've been able to, you know, dodge a lot of bullets here in the process. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, so you have information like that. 22 examples of Joe Biden speaking with or meeting with Hunter Biden's foreign business associate. President Biden and the White House have lied multiple times about his involvement in his family's business schemes. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, which is the thing that always blew me away, Mike, is that, you know, all the time you would see Biden, you know, going to a foreign country and Hunter's traveling with him, I mean, to do business, you know, to do his own business. So he's riding on the people's plane for his own business interests. And you're going, I mean, is this guy so cheap he can't even buy his own ticket that he rides Air Force One? And then somehow we're supposed to believe that he and his dad didn't have an incidental conversation about, hey, you know, who are you going to meet with here in Kazakhstan, or you know, what brings you to Kazakhstan, you know, or anything like that? I mean, come on, you know, it's just it's incredulous.
Well, you're right. It's unbelievable that they would fly over to these foreign countries and not discuss their economic business dealings that they were going to have. And I agree with you 100%, Bill. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Biden saw what the Clintons were doing, and through their grifting became multimillionaires, if not billionaires by now. And
right.
Biden wanted some of that.
And look at the short period, Mike. Sorry to interrupt you, but really quick, speaking of the Clintons, how fast Hillary said when they left the White House they were dead broke. Okay?
Right.
And so within a year, they're gazillionaires? How did that happen?
Right. And I don't believe her when she says they were broke when they left the White House. You weren't broke. Nobody just knew where to look for the money. But we all know now. And the thing is that it's so blatant. It is so obnoxious that they have these mansions all over the place. And it's like they're looking at the American public and saying, so what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
So, you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And so Biden seeing this, saying, hey, I have to get a piece of this action. Here is Joe Biden, the dumbest U.S. senator to ever serve in the Senate, the dumbest vice president to ever serve as vice president, and now the dumbest president to be installed as our president. He is dumb, but he's also evil and conniving. That's my opinion, Bill. And because of that, that's why they are trying to get millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars is what they are looking for before he leaves office. And you ask, well, gosh, isn't $10 million enough? Isn't $20 million enough? No. Once you start getting that kind of money, greed sets in and you always want more.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the thing that blows me away here, and nobody says it, we bring this up every once in a while, and this really surprises me, but it demonstrates how well protected Barack Obama is. As you just mentioned, we have Hillary Clinton, you got Joe Biden, we haven't even talked about John Kerry and his corruption, right? Okay, so at least those three, and they were all part and parcel of the Obama regime. So how does Barack Obama, as the president and the micromanager that we know him to be, how is he not getting a piece of the action?
Oh, I believe he is. I believe he is.
Yeah, but the media, but the media didn't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole because you know he's their black Jesus, you know.
The Republicans don't either. And the reason why they don't want to touch it is because if you go after someone after they've been president, okay, they served, they're no longer president, they're now a citizen, and if you go after them then that means that the gloves are off and we can do it to any Republican president that we want. We can go back and look at the Bushes. We can go back and look at Trump, because if that's what you want to do, you go right. So the Republicans kind of back off on that.
Well, they're doing it to Trump, though, Mike, to your point.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, hey, it's out of the bag anyway. But I'm just saying, look at this corruption. You know, when you deal with corruption, it metastasizes. And this is emblematic of what's going on in our government and why the American people say this isn't working. They can't quite figure it out because, like you said, it's so complex. We're heading fast to $34 trillion in debt. You know, we got Hamas. Now they're saying we've got at least 20 encampments within the United States of Hamas here, just getting ready to pounce, waiting for the signal, the bat signal from Iran to go up. And then we're going to start dealing with some, you know, domestic crime within the United States. Our open borders, we're in such danger, and we don't even realize what's going on. And then our government is so compromised. We have Marxists, and now there's reports that, certainly we know we have Hamas sympathizers within our government.
That's right.
I mean, people that saw what happened on October the 7th, these horrific terrorist crimes that took place against innocents, and whether they're university presidents, elected officials, or whatever. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you don't see the raping of women, dragging them naked up the streets of Gaza as something that is worthy of disdain and outrage? And you think that, those Jewish women that are naked have been raped, they deserved it. They deserved it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it's such a double standard when it comes to realms of justice, to where they will not only attack Israel for defending itself and retaliating, they will tell Israel, you need to stop. You need to cease and desist, including our own Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, Israel.
Right.
And Israel's saying, who showed restraint when they attacked us first?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I love Netanyahu's response. He said, Hamas started this war, but we are going to end it.
Exactly.
And I believe him, and I agree with him. Hamas needs to be stamped out because they are a terrorist, evil organization.
Exactly. Well, Netanyahu and the Israelis know that. The two-state solution, forget it. It's all but gone. It's not going to happen, and yet Joe Biden is trying to revive it in some form or fashion. It's not going to happen. It's clear. You cannot live with somebody who wants you dead. You know, it's just that basic. But again, the point is that here in America, to bring it back home, Mike, is that we have Hamas sympathizers, if not card-carrying individuals of Hamas, within our government and in powerful positions setting policy. Yeah, in Congress as well. Exactly.
Well, Bill, we can do is keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. Because all around us is chaos.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the good news. In the midst of all this bad news, is that we have better news, don't we?
That's right. That's right.
And of course, this is amen. And this is the season to remember the good news and the greatest gift that was ever given to humanity by God Almighty. And
that's right.
Mike, may it be a peaceful and joyful Christmas for you. Be safe.
Thank you, Bill.
You take care.
You too.
God bless.
All right,
the
bye-bye.
Holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products. products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel's carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to, quote, indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. The Federal Reserve maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting. Projections indicate three rate cuts in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. How you doing? Merry Christmas to you. Getting all the shopping done, huh? Is it beginning to look a lot like Christmas? I'm in Florida. It stays the same. Well, we got a little bit of wind and a little bit of rain, but no snow. But, you know, I look to all these Christmas movies that are out. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, don't forget, this is the final week in which you can get your email into me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, say I'm a winner, and this will qualify you to win the Great American PureFlix Christmas promotion campaign. We're giving away 6 months free subscription to PureFlix, which will cover you through the holidays. You can binge to your heart content. You know, PureFlix has been known for all their great Christmas movies during the season, and all these great family movies, you know, throughout the year. It'll take you all the way past through Easter. So get that email off to me right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It comes to me direct. In the subject, make sure you say, I'm a winner, so I know it comes from you. And look, we pull your name out of the hopper. You got 6 months absolutely free subscription to PureFlix, and you can binge to your very heart's content. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us right now, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And he's also going to talk about the lies my liberal teachers taught me. Now, is the new book out now, Will?
No, the new book's not out. The book is available. So Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me is available via pre-order on Amazon and pretty much every other site where they sell books, just as Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. But it hasn't dropped yet. It looks like the drop time is going to be February, which affects Christmas gift giving. But, I mean, that's really just there's some things going on with the publisher. But you can definitely pre-order it. I think that the Kindle edition will also be available pretty much within at least the next month or so by the time you buy it. But the hard copy is going to take a couple more months.
Well, but look, this gives you an opportunity to get a double hit off a Christmas gift, because what you can do, pre-buy the gift, put it in their stocking stuffer as a certificate. And then when the book comes in February, hey, look it, you get two for the price of one. You get another hit of Christmas giving in February. So you kind of extend the Christmas spirit on through February. Why not? I think that's the way to market this, Will.
Boom. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that actually is accurate. If you pre-order, I mean, you get the Amazon certification saying you purchased the book, or you get the Kindle book. I prefer hard copy books myself. I might be hurting my own sales
too.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you get the Kindle book, you get the card, the QR code that allows you to access that. So, yeah, you could put the certificate, you could put the QR in someone's stocking as a stocking stuffer. And right now I think that there's a bit of a discount on the price of the book because the book's not, the hard copy is not there right now. But, yeah, people could definitely go to Amazon, look up Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and apparently there are quite a few pre-orders, I mean, in the thousands,
that's
so hopefully I don't disappoint people.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. If it's anything like what you've given us before, we'll look forward to it. And the other thing you could hope for, too, just being the optimist that I am, is that maybe your relative or your friend's birthday that you're gifting this to them has a birthday in February. Then that way you get a threesome. You've got Christmas, you got the pre-Christmas, you have the Christmas gift, and then you got the birthday present all rolled into one. Three for the price of one. I mean, we're leveraging your expenditures so that the blessing can be extended. All brought to you by Dr. Wilfred Riley. How good is that? I'm telling you.
It's an investment, really. I mean, just think about it. Like, you're getting the chance to make people happy into the next year. It's great stuff that's going on. So, yeah, I mean, I certainly encourage people to do that. And obviously, I mean, I think the book, frankly, will do pretty well. I mean, so that's going to be selling through the year and into the next holiday season. But I encourage people to go out and, you know, get the drop on it today, which you can do. Last promo for me, but on Amazon, you can do that at any. Well, local bookstores don't normally do pre-orders, but you can do that on Amazon, Goodreads, any of those sites. And, again, we've got 100,000 copies or something like that available when it does drop.
That's great. Well, and the title of your book, Lies My Liberal Teachers Taught Me, couldn't be better timed, all things considered, in light of what's been going on university campuses regarding, you know, the situation with Israel and Palestine. Here you've got the story of three university presidents who found themselves in the hot seat after their congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on campus. Now, this is going to end up being very costly for all concerned, as some donors already canceling their commitments. What do you make of all this that's happening right now, Will? Because you've had one of the presidents already step down, and there's pressure for the other two, although Harvard's president is getting backing by other university officials, and it looks like she's going to stay put. But, boy, the pressure is on. That all three, and that this could end up being a house cleaning throughout, you know, the institutions, the universities across the country, not just these three that are highlighted.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of interesting stuff going on here. I mean, first of all, I think that it's kind of weird to see the problem on the college campuses being described as anti-Semitism, or for that matter, as Islamophobia. The colleges have been suppressing speech and targeting specific groups for probably 25 years now. I mean, since Dinesh D'Souza wrote Illiberal Education.
Right.
And I mean, I would say most of this has been directed at white people, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not coming in like a minority savior role, but I mean, I teach on a pretty major state U campus. I have friends across higher ed. And, you know, K-State's pretty normal, but the general tenure on campus is focused on ideas like white privilege. You know, settler colonialism from whites and maybe blacks, no other groups really in this country, you know, systemic racism. So we've been hearing things like, you know, white men don't speak in this classroom and women's studies classes and so on, Stanford example there, for decades. I mean, minority conservatives, you probably experienced, I mean, I certainly have, you know, uppity women, like gender critical, anti-trans women, even including feminists. So, like, the campuses, the college Republicans, have been shutting down pretty normal points of view for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think, because there are a lot of very prominent donors who happen to be of Jewish, and in some cases of Muslim, for example, Lebanese faith,
right.
You're seeing this debate return. But it's broader than it's being presented as right now, I will say.
Okay, so unwrap that some more. When you say that it's broader, help us understand, you know, how that's translating in the campus. You gave us a good foundation and an outline here. Help us understand, you know, these presidents and standing. Why did they think that they could ignore this? I mean, did they lose track of what their responsibility is as the president of the university to protect all its participants, all its students?
Well, of course they lost track decades ago. I mean, the reason that they thought they could do this is that this is what they've been encouraged to do. I mean, like, if you're on a major campus, there are things like seminars on how to not privilege the white male voice, this kind of thing. It can get pretty ridiculous, although, again, Kentucky is quite normal, K-State, UK, right. So on. But this has been going on for 20, 30 years. I mean, the criticism of whites, of minority people on the right, of conservatives in general, certain types of women. The thing that's interesting about this, I think, and I don't mean to make fun of it, but both Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans are members of the Left Bloc coalition that are not doing poorly financially. So I think that these college presidents were surprised, and I love both those groups, no real hate, but I mean, I think these college presidents were surprised when they just tried to apply their old rules to this new conflict between populations inside the coalition, if that makes sense. I mean, so the rule on campuses has been that obnoxious student protesters, especially if they're black, honestly, maybe gay, can do what they want. I mean, there have been dozens of examples of people going to Harvard's kind of sacred Whitaker Library during finals week and, you know, throwing beef blood on the ground and this kind of thing. And when protesters did that in the context of the Israel-Palestine conflict, chanting things like Intifada, Revolution, Jewish defeat is the solution, the presidents let them do it, not expecting that, like I said, this Jewish Arab conflict involves people entirely inside the left coalition who might get disgusted by this. So all these Jewish business people started noticing that this kind of language, this kind of violence, includes them, like Jews are Caucasian. So they now, from within kind of the left-wing power block, start speaking out and saying, hey, this is insane, we might start voting Republican. And that, I think, is what, for example, a Claudine Gay did not expect. How do you handle that? So, like, does DEI now expand to include people of Jewish faith? Or does it not? Because if it doesn't, all the DEI that's going on campus is going to offend one of the most powerful groups that's traditionally been on your side. So that's why they were so blindsided when these people that have...
Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Riley after this.
The final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know. I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and taxes with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay. but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
You know, it's interesting to note, once again, when emotions run high, that's when we are at our least, I believe. We abandon our intellect and, you know, and we turn ourselves into perfect subjects of Babylon B. You know, Dr. Gay, who was, who's been attacked, a lot of pressure, wanting to get her off her seat as president of Harvard, you know, well, now they attack her veracity and question her thesis and suggest that maybe she plagiarized her thesis in order to get her doctorate.
Well, there's not really a maybe. I mean, so I was a little glib about this on Twitter, and my comment was that this is something that people on the right, by the way, from Steve Saylor to John McWhorter have said, like, you know, my comment was, I actually don't think this is all this that uncommon. Like, I'm by no means a plagiarist, but if you look through, what, I have 4 books, you know, 50 papers, I'm sure you'll find something that sounds like something Aristotle said. You know, so on the one hand, I tend to be dubious about these charges of plagiarism when people start going back and forth. Like, you saw Phil Magnus, who's one of our guys, and Kevin Cruz, who's a, you know, smart liberal, accused each other of plagiarism for like 6 months last year. You know, people can draw their own conclusions about that. But, so my initial reaction was kind of skepticism, who cares? But when you look at what Gay actually did, I mean, Chris Ruffo, the Gadfly journalist, actually ran a bunch of her papers through Turnitin.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they would have failed you as an undergrad. You would have been thrown out of classes. Like, there were whole sections lifted from, like, black feminists and Greek philosophers. There were, like, paragraphs where she changed one word so she didn't have to put in quotes. So there's no doubt that she plagiarized pretty extensively. And I think that this is part of a bigger problem when you get into what you call DEI, this diversity, equity, and inclusion racket.
Right.
Gay herself, I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm listening. I was agreeing with you.
Oh,
go
ahead. Oh, great, yeah. Great minds think alike. But, yeah, Gay herself is not a very impressive scholar. And I don't like it when people hate on other people in the same field and say, well, they're trash. But she has legitimately written 11 articles all time. And to put that in context, I mean, I've written 4 academic articles, co-written, and I think 32 National Review pieces this year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, it's hard not to draw the conclusion that Harvard said, okay, we'd like a black female, preferably Gay, in this role. Gay is a, for those who haven't seen her picture, she is a bald, black, feminist, Marxist, bisexual writer. And I think when that person came along the hiring desk, if you've ever been a boss in an affirmative action situation, I mean, there's got to be a reaction like, cha-ching!
Yeah, exactly. And all the boxes are checked.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Her name is Gay. I mean, it's, you know, you don't want to make immature jokes, but just she's there. She's got all these quote-unquote qualifications under the diversity matrix. And so you overlook the 11 articles and you move her into this position. And it's obvious the basis there isn't qualifications. I mean, if you're talking about qualifications, you could look to the person she plagiarized, my buddy Carol Swain.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah,
one of the best, probably 50 academics, not just black females, 50 to 100, but that there are tens of thousands in the country. I mean, Carol wrote an award-winning book that Gay ripped off without accrediting. So it's obvious that they wanted not just a black woman, but a certain type of black woman. Like, Carol wouldn't have been considered for this job. And you take some risks when you do that, when you say, okay, we're going to assume that all 11 articles are legitimate. And as it turned out, like, five of them weren't. So there's not really a lot of dispute there. The question is what to do about her now.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and speaking of DEI, interesting, Will, is that at the corporate level, DEI is doing what we said it was going to do, and that is DIE. It's starting to die off because it doesn't make marketing sense. It doesn't help the bottom line. Investors are finally saying, hey, enough of this stuff. We can't continue to sustain these losses. You guys need to change, you know, from this, agenda, because it serves corporate America no benefit whatsoever. Because here you can check all the boxes, but then you got to come down to, like my old mentor used to always tell me, he'd say, Bill, charm can only take you so far. You know, it's really what it comes down to is your bottom line. What are you delivering? Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got to make sales. I mean, coffee is for closers. There's the analogy that comes to me is if you ever watch the National Geographic or Animal Planet nature shows, which I like, mm-hmm. they're a cool, geeky thing. You're not going to see a lot of violence or other wild stuff. You're direct and watch the TV in the afternoon. But there are these sucker fish, I think they're called remoras, that latch on to sharks and whales and essentially mm-hmm. drink their blood. And there is a point here. If you're a shark and you're healthy, you can survive one or two of them, but it actually becomes really problematic if you have 50. You have to sink into the deep water and somehow thrash them all off. Mm-hmm. And that kind of idea of almost parasitism is what I always think of when I think of these things that attach on to the corporate hierarchy. So, like, business is about a very simple thing. It's like the military is about breaking things and killing people. Elite business is almost as aggressive. It's about selling products for lots of money, and that's it. And in the 90s and 00, since we kind of beat the Japanese in that trade conflict and we're sort of moving forward, American business could get fat and happy again. And we added all these departments like, what, DEI, diversity is the obvious one, but HR got really, really large, handling all these fake new version of harassment claims. You had, what's ESG, you know, you're trying not just to maximize stock value, but to be nice while you're doing it. SEL in education, social and emotional learning, where, you know, people, executives are graded on how kind they are. Like, all of this is now maybe 5 to 10% of the typical corporate structure, on top of other stuff like marketing that, in my opinion, doesn't really do much. Mm-hmm. And none of it sells any product.
Exactly.
So I think that as people start seeing, well, not only is this not helping the bottom line, it's actually hurting the bottom line. If you look at Anheuser-Busch, the decision to feature a certain number of gay and trans models on those 16-ounce beer cans that go into frat houses almost destroyed that company. It's still up in the air whether people like Matt Walsh and Dana White are going to pull back or that boycott's going to continue. So when that starts happening, when, like, if every donor in higher ed who's Jewish stops giving you money, or if every white guy with a job stops drinking your light beer, you're in real trouble, and you're probably going to reevaluate what you've been doing.
And the thing that's amazing with Bud Light or even Target, you know, they're doubling down now. I don't know the latest episode if you read about this. I haven't seen it myself, but they have, you know, you're taking your kid to a Target store, and, you know, we got through Halloween, and now it's Christmas, and now we got to deal with gay Santas and a derivation of the Nutcracker, which is all LGBTQ with that bent. And it's like, wait a minute, you guys are losing millions and millions of dollars on this theory here. You're offending your people. I mean, even Disneyland has, Iger's come back and said, God, we kind of blown it. But the culture is so entrenched. Well, this is going to take them a long time to turn that ship around. They could suffer for a long time, like Bud Light. I mean, Modelo says, thank you very much. As my mentor used to say, sometimes you have to be grateful for your competitors. And Modelo, very grateful to Bud Light.
Yeah, La Cerveza Masfina. I think that's Corona. Yeah, the major Mexican beers are really loving. The same with the Germans. Because, you're a Mexican or German brewer. You're not doing any ads with gay Santa Claus. You're not just going to be pretty women on a beach or in the mountains or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Which is something, by the way, that the brewers in America have now been cautioned by DEI experts not to do because it's, sexualizing women or whatever, which is, of course, the thing men don't do when drinking beer. But that, I think, is a good example of the impact of DEI, where someone comes in and says, look, it may be the case that our most successful beer ads feature good-looking men and women playing around on dates, but we can't do that because it's anti-feminist, so this is what we're doing instead. It's Dylan Mulvaney. The impact can be not just, neutral, but negative, and that's what InBev, Anheuser-Busch, which actually owns some stocks in, has realized. So, and I actually probably would have dumped those for political reasons, except the company took such a hit, it would have been a major financial loss. But now we gotta see what's going on.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
point you made there that is pretty serious, pretty noteworthy, is that there's an infrastructure by this point. I think this is something that people tend to underestimate on the right. Like even Chris, even Rufo, who's a good buddy of mine, you see these books that have titles like the Thought Roots of DEI. And the cultural stuff, like was it Marx or Marcuse, is really interesting. But in practice, what you're dealing with is a structure in business now, where in a typical company, you have an HR department that's grown from 20 to 150 people. Then you have a department of diversity headed by an SVP of diversity. Then you have DEI, ESG, and SEL courses that you purchase for the next 10 years. This is, like I said, 7% of the company is an offhand estimate. So in order to be successful against this, in order to get, say, trans ed out of the schools, you have to defeat a structure that sold the typical school district gender education courses for the next 5-year cycle. So people do need to understand that. Like, when those questions are asked, like, have we reached peak woke? Well, no. Public opinion has turned against a set of ideas, against kind of these Marx derivatives. But peak unwoke will be reached when the diversity departments are canceled at universities by the governor. I mean, that you have to get rid of the structure. Otherwise, the same number of complaints will be brought annually, just more quietly.
You think quietly? I mean, they have been given a big megaphone and given a lot of room. So, I don't know. You think that they're lowering their heads to live another day right now?
I think right now, yes. But, the old idea of run away, live to fight another day, that was an actual Roman strategy against the African general Hannibal, and they saw him show up on elephants. And they won. I mean, they blockaded his port, et cetera, et cetera. So if the DEI apparatus are pulling back a little bit, the thing is to follow them and get rid of their department. It's not to let their departments not issue press releases for 2 years and then go back into normal mode. Mm-hmm. Victory will come when the departments aren't there.
Exactly. Dr. Wilford Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Will. Take care. Have a great holiday.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy